The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you did not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Just a quick one. I didn't prepare to talk about this. The Father and I are one alludes to the Trinity. He says, the Father and I are one. And before he ascended, he said, "I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, who is going to come from the Father." So if the Holy Spirit is going to come from the Father, and Jesus says, the Father and I are one, means the Holy Spirit is coming from the Father and Jesus, the Son, which we say in the Creed, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified." So this is where it came from. I can dwell on this longer, but then, the Father and I are one, and the Holy Spirit is one with the Father and the Son. So take that. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. They moved from Jerusalem to Antioch after the persecution of Stephen. They scattered. Sometime last week, I talked about how God works through scattering, disorder. He writes straight on crooked lines. Jerusalem to Antioch is about 500 miles. Antioch today is present-day Turkey. Now, imagine if they had not moved. Imagine if the persecution had not happened. The good news would not have spread 500 miles. And now, it is easy to take this labeling very simply. It was in Antioch they were first called Christians. The disciples had moved from a geographical area. They have moved from their ethnic groups. They have moved from their social circle. They have moved into another region where you have the Greeks. So it was the Greeks that were not saying, these people are Christians, where the name came from. Christians, they are followers of Christ, a new identity, because they saw something different. Something different, like a magnet of grace that was now attracting people. So the name we carry as Christians, does it mean anything to you? Do people see the Christianity in you? It was in Antioch that the people were first called Christians because they saw. In the gospel, the people were looking for clarity. They were asking Jesus, if you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. We live in a world where people demand results and your worth. They want you to prove yourself. What did Jesus do? The answer he gave was not logical. The answer was straightforward. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They listen to me. In other words, it's not about our worth. It's about who we belong to. We belong to Christ. And in belonging to Christ speaks a lot. It's like, you know, you have no idea how much the beauty that radiates from you because you belong to Christ. What is important, Jesus is saying, belong to God, belong to the Father, and the results will be clear. He did not begin to say, I have done this miracle, I have done that, I have done this. He says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. I know my sheep. Today we celebrate St. Louis Marie de Montfort. He was born late in the 16th century. And one thing that is so special about him, among the many congregations he established, is that he organized the confraternity of those who pray the rosary. Remember, the rosary was given, history has it that it was given to St. Dominic in 1208. So this man was after St. Dominic, about 400 years after St. Dominic, and championed people that pray the rosary. It's a beautiful thing after Mass. A group of our parishioners stay behind to pray the rosary every morning, and the Divine Mercy chaplet and all of that. This was started by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. So we thank the Lord for those who have championed the cause of the rosary. St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, the only way, the best way to listen to the voice of the shepherd is to go through the one who knows him best. And that's why the rosary is very meditative. The best way to hear the voice of the shepherd is to go through his mother, who knows him very well. It was in Antioch that the people were first called Christians. When we hear the voice of God, it translates into our lives. May the Lord continue to let his light shine upon our pathways, that we may in turn attract others like magnet to Christ.